This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Welcome back to Roaming Ramadan, Lessons on the Road. This episode in particular is one of the dearest to my heart. I'm here with my dear brother, Sonny Bill Williams, for the first time. We're both from Australia. We live in Australia. You live in Sydney, I live in Perth, but we haven't met at all in Australia. We just met here in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, and I thought to seize this opportunity to bring him over to Roaming Ramadan for the first time, and hopefully not for the last time. Hajibi, it was lovely to finally have met you.
Oh, Allah Sheikh, it's been an absolute pleasure. Firstly, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sheikh. It's my first time to everyone watching. It's my first time doing an event like this, and I couldn't think of anyone better to share the stage with than yourself, Sheikh. The path that your work, your reversion story, coming back to the deen, alhamdulillah.
We kind of related a lot to our stories.
I got nothing but respect and admiration.
Same here, Allah. Same here. Brother, we were talking about, mashallah, your background, how you've achieved a lot in life, mashallah, tabarakallah. All of a sudden, you didn't plan it. Maybe you were thinking about it. You were seeking something. And all of a sudden, Allah called you to His path, alhamdulillah, and Allah brought you to Islam. And if I may ask you one thing about Islam, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that really captivated you the most, what would that be? I learned a lot from you. I will highlight one, but I want to see if you will.
Okay, I'll rewind it just a bit. When I was in search of purpose, my whole life was caved for what? Trying to buy my mom a house with wallpaper.
Yes.
I achieved that at 18. And then I had a what if, what now? And then it sent me on a path for purpose. I read a lot of self-help books, went back to the church. All of these things happened. But then, probably to answer your question specifically, the eyes, the lie. I met a few brothers who are still very close to me right now, and they're the ones that taught me about Islam. And it was from just their way of life. So the cafe most days, alhamdulillah. Watching them pray, and the way that they had fear of their faith, the way they conducted themselves, their way of life was a picture of what they agreed with. And I really respected that, and just that contentment and solace that they seemed to have. Wallahi, Sheikh, I wanted planes. I wanted that. So I had the flash cars, I had the house, I had the house, I had the money, the wealth.
You mentioned something about boundaries and discipline, and being a sportsman like yourself, you grew up being disciplined, training, eating, all that. So does that relate to your faith, what is to Islam?
100%. I learned so much from you this weekend, alhamdulillah. But I simply put my mindset into being the best athlete I could, and I took it into trying to be the best Muslim. As an athlete, I've had ups and downs. As a Muslim, I've had ups and downs. But as an athlete, to be the best player or sportsman that I yearn for, you need boundaries. Be the best man of faith, you need boundaries. And I found that the more boundaries I set, the more empowerment I felt. And that's why I talk about it a lot.
And you see, subhanAllah, you don't have to, my brothers, this is a lesson for you to learn. You don't have to be a sheikh, a graduate from Azhar, a graduate from Medina, or anything like that, to influence others positively. Brother Sonny never claimed to be a sheikh.
Not a sheikh.
Even his beard does not stand. But mashallah, tabarakallah, using his story to empower others and to invite them to look into Islam is his niche. That's what he does, mashallah, tabarakallah. Aside from that, he's also a bully. As soon as he saw me, he wanted to take me to the gym. He didn't know that my back is broken.
Alhamdulillah.
We were talking one last thing, inshallah, and we deduce a little bit of a lesson or two from them, and then we can, inshallah, end the session. And that is, we spoke about boxing.
Yes.
So you were into the rugby, mashallah. The history is known. Mashallah, tabarakallah. You loved the game ever since you were 15 or 18?
Since I was five, yeah.
Since you were five?
Yeah, since I was, yes.
So 18 is the professional career?
Yes, 18 was the
professional career. But boxing came much later, and definitely something will come and talk to you about. What you're doing, brother?
The haram, please. Yes.
You got a tattoo on your arm, brother. Take it off the stuff for a while. How did you deal with that? And I will offer maybe to clarify some of the misconception of boxing. But how did you deal with that? And what is your plan in the future after even quitting boxing?
I will. It's hard, Chef, because I'm real empathetic guy. You know, the first time when I became a Muslim, I went to Dubai. I went into the masjid, and the brother turned me around away because of my arm, because of my tattoo. So I felt like something. You want me to cut it off? You know, I just want to pray. I strove, Chef, to just be the better person, be the better man. And I think when it comes to certain things like boxing, like rugby, okay, you're in shorts, you're shunga, it's hard. One at a time, and I try and focus on my relationship with my career. May Allah forgive me. May Allah understand and you know, accept my intentions.
And Allah definitely is overwatching all these struggles.
And I think that's my whole, I guess, that's the path I walk in this space, because it's so sensitive, yeah. And I don't want to give rulings or no rulings, because I don't know what, you know. Being honest, but I just try and put Islam the best way that I can.
And there's one thing very important about boxing in particular. You told me something about boxing in terms also of how it improved your relationship with Allah, or in terms of discipline.
So, Allah, sir, I look at it like this. I'm not, my take on boxing per se is I'm not fighting, I'm not training to go and give someone a hand. I'm not training to go and give a female up in my life and stuff, just go on the streets. I'm training to give myself discipline. I'm training to, inshallah, if it happens, I need to step up and protect my family and my kids and my children so I can handle myself. That's why I'm training. And obviously, I fight now
and then. And inshallah, ta'ala, one day Allah will take you out of this. Substitute with something way better. So what we wanted to bring to people's attention is that you don't know other people's struggles in their background to start judging them and start putting, you know, the haram sign in front of their face every now and then. Just pray for them, and alhamdulillah that he came all the way from the dark into the light of Islam. So this is sufficient. The other thing is that the misconception many people have about boxing is that they always say boxing is haram. In a very, very general term, boxing is a big no-no. What the Prophet ﷺ prohibited, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is hitting the face. So when your intention is to hit the face, or when you hit somebody's face, that's haram. The Prophet ﷺ said, don't do it. But if you are training boxing or any other martial arts with the intention of self-defense, to become strong, to strengthen your body, for any emergencies, then there is no any problem with that. There is no any issue with that. Now, whether the brother is still in boxing, hitting other people's face or not, this is something, as we mentioned, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him victory against his enemies, whoever they are. And inshallah ta'ala, whatever goodness the brother is bringing to the community must be supported. Final word, Habibi, to the people.
I love you for the sake of Allah. Dua is for me and my loved ones. And inshallah, if we ever cross paths, please come up and give salams.
Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, Sheikh. Sorry for interrupting.